This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Explosions rocked Gaza on Sunday night as Israel battled the territory after suffering its bloodiest attack in decades. On Saturday, Hamas fighters rampaged through Israeli towns, killing 700 and abducting dozens more, threatening a major new Middle East war. Earlier on Sunday, Israeli airstrikes hit housing blocks, tunnels, a mosque, and homes of Hamas officials in Gaza, killing more than 400 people, including 20 children, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed, quote, mighty vengeance for this black day. A U.S. official says there are at least 4 American casualties from the attack in Israel, and the U.S. Defense Department is sending an aircraft carrier strike group to the Mediterranean Sea in support of Israel. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on NBC's Meet the Press says they're investigating reports of Americans taken hostage.
We're on guard wherever American citizens may be and could be in danger.
2 U.S. officials on condition of anonymity say the Pentagon sending an aircraft carrier strike group to the eastern Mediterranean. The USS Gerald R. Ford, along with its warplanes, destroyers, and cruisers, as the Israeli government declares war on Hamas.
We have paid a heavy price, but we will restore security.
Defense spokesman Daniel Hagari. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Azerbaijan's president said on Sunday his country was ready to hold talks with Armenia on a prospective peace treaty after reclaiming the breakaway Armenian-populated region of Nagorno-Karabakh, noting that Georgia would be a preferable venue for the negotiations. It comes after the president snubbed a planned meeting with Armenia's prime minister on the side.